Hi, this is Michael McConaughey. I'm the voice of Vampire Hunter D and a lot of other things. I've been very fortunate in being able to be a whole lot of different people in my career. You are listening to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, and you better enjoy it.
Thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Welcome to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, a podcast dedicated to any and all vampire movies 5 minutes at a time. I am your host, Dr. Chris, and joining me for these 5 minutes, minutes 30 to 35, where we're just in an RV for quite some time, is special effects makeup artist Billy Coyne. Thank you, Billy, for joining me.
What up, dude?
What up? When was the first time you were exposed to this gore fest of a film?
God, I would say, shortly after it probably hit cable.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, this was, I remember, a staple. I remember the theatrical a little bit, but I remember the marketing and the trailers, but I didn't see this in the theaters. I didn't see this till this came to, like, Cinemax. Yeah, and God, I want to say it was at least, you know, sometime in the mid-90s, mid to late 90s, I saw this.
I saw it as soon as it came out on DVD and I was able to rent it. I remember I was at a video store in my local hometown and they pulled it off the shelf. Okay. So, weird memory. I decided to go visit my old neighborhood that I used to live in for like 5 or 7 years before my parents got divorced. I took a bus down there to see the old neighborhood, you know? And I decided to stop by outside the neighborhood and just see the plaza and what stores were still there. And the VHS store, you know, the rental store was still there, you always used to go to. So I popped in there really quick, you know, because I was a little older and, like, you know, into a lot more different films now, not just like cartoons and whatever my parents would deem appropriate for me to watch. And they had, in the new release section, they had From Dusk Till Dawn.
Cool.
But I didn't watch it until I got back to high school. I didn't watch it until I got back to private school, so...
No, but actually, it's funny because I was just thinking about it with what you were saying. I remember now, it was like, I want to say like 97, I think, and it was a cable thing, and I saw it in the summertime, and I was in Falmouth Heights, and our common space where we watched TV was actually upstairs, and all the bedrooms were downstairs, and I was in my teens, and I remember I caught this from the beginning all the way to the end. And then, because before that, I'd seen like bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I remember, I think my father woke up in the middle of the night and I pretended like I was asleep. And then I came in and turned off the TV and then went back into his room. And then I waited till he went back in his room. Then I turned the TV back on and I finished the movie.
That's awesome. So we're going to talk about minutes 30 to 35, which are just a big old ride along as we start our minutes with Harvey Keitel, the Jacob character, telling George Clooney, "You're not going anywhere with my kids." And he puts a gun right to his son's head, saying that, and like, you know, we're all going for a ride, otherwise I'm going to kill your son, which I don't know if Clooney's character would have done it, but obviously he's made a point about he doesn't kill people he doesn't have to.
I mean, Clooney doesn't, but his brothers are definitely in loose wire.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely heavily covered in the next couple seconds with what happens. But he says, "All right, Ramblers, let's get rambling."
Well, I was afraid when you said, "Hey, you know, come on, do like a few minutes." I'm thinking, like, please don't be that scene with the fucking lady, and, you know...
No, we already got through that, but, and I've already recorded the other scene in previously, where she asks him in his headspace to eat her pussy, but my female co-host or whatever read those lines perfectly, so...
That's great, because I was afraid I was going to be seeing that scene. It's like, no, I don't want to do that scene.
And then she also does all of Cheech Marin's dialogue later on in the film when he's talking about all the different kinds of pussy you can buy. American pie pussy! Oh, my God! did. Just so everyone's aware, Juliette Lewis was 23 years old when she did this movie, not 16 or 17 like her character is supposed to be. I think her character is supposed to be like 17. So.
But she looks really young.
She looks insanely young. But no, she was 23. She had already done Natural Born Killers. So she was already, you know, putting on the big girl pants and doing stuff. So I do. What does she ask Richie after he gets done, like, eyeballing her feet? Quentin Tarantino in the feet, you know? Again, 23 years old.
Did you already hit play?
Yes. What does she ask Richie? What's in Mexico? Mexican.
Be an American.
That's almost exactly that same dialogue. Are you a Mexican or a Mexican? Is from Desperado. And in this line, it's what's in Mexico? And then, of course, Jacob and, like, George Clooney have this, like, back and forth or whatever, and he's asking him, like, 30 million questions about his dead wife, and it's pretty damn funny because he's just like, all right, Pops, let's keep it nice, okay? We have a nice thing going on. You don't need to be rude to me, even though I've kidnapped you at gunpoint.
I mean, they're such good actors, you know, Keitel and Clooney.
Right. I didn't know anything about Harvey Keitel before this movie, by the way. Nothing. At all. Never said probably anything that I could remember him in. I had not seen Pulp Fiction yet. I had not seen Reservoir Dogs. In fact, I didn't see Reservoir Dogs until last year.
Were you not familiar with Bad Lieutenant?
Nope. Didn't know that one either. Saw Desperado. That's it. Probably in terms of like who in this movie I knew George Clooney because of ER and the fact that he was cast as Batman at this point.
Yeah.
That's really it. Juliette Lewis, maybe I'd seen Cape Fear, but I couldn't remember. So I know I had not seen Natural Born Killers.
I remember her father was a great character actor as well.
Who was her father?
Jeffrey Lewis.
I don't know who that is.
He was in Devil's Rejects. He was one of the victims.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did a lot of westerns back in the 60s.
You know what's funny is I was just at Count Orlok's Nightmare Gallery in Salem, Massachusetts, and they had House of a Thousand Corpses action figures. I've never seen those before. And I'm talking like 6-inch, I'm talking like G.I. Joe style like action figures for them. I was like, wow.
Do you think this is one of those situations where they're actually driving in something spacious enough?
Or I think they're actually in an RV, yeah. I think it's a matter of like, is an RV split in half? But the way Clooney and Hart Keitel are sitting, I'm wondering if the RV is split in half and they're they're filming.
I love that. Like it's almost like a split diopter shot.
Correct. I think I believe they're actually in an RV, but I also believe they have two RVs. They have one that they split in half to do the scene so they can do the setup with the cameras, and then they have the one in the long shot. And, you know, we're seeing it from just the cameraman's perspective. I think there's at least two RVs. I don't really remember Jake. I didn't watch the film with the commentary. That's in the next 5 minutes we're going to cover. The next 5 minutes that we record. I did watch that scene with the commentary.
Yeah, I love that documentary that they made about this movie. I think I found that.
Full Tilt Boogie, it's okay, but it felt like a giant party film. Like, there's a lot of party scenes in it and behind the scenes, but not as much about the filmmaking other than just some silly stuff, you know?
In a funny way, it almost reminded me of, like, Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, it's interesting. It comes packed with the 2-disc set of From Dusk Till Dawn. Otherwise, the Blu-ray, it's separate from Dusk Till Dawn. And the Blu-ray doesn't have any bonus features on it because it's by Echo Moon, I think. Or it's one of those studios that just decided not to do any bonus features and they just put out a disc on Blu-ray.
Sure, that's one because it's fun because I had to pull this up on MGM because they have that edition with the Bare Bones, you know, movie, Bare Bones movie. And then I got like the variety pack and it's driving me nuts because I have multiple copies and I can't find any, but I'm just so glad that I was able to, you know, cue this up and make this work.
I think this film definitely deserves, like, a giant 4K cleanup with, like, new bonus features. The film looks a little rough on DVD, and the Blu-ray is not a transfer of any kind. It's just ported to a Blu-ray disc, so I did not bother with the Blu-ray disc at all or doing a review of it when I did a big like disc review. So recently I tried to reach out to the artist of a comic book, the graphic novel adaptation, and he pointed me in the direction of someone else as he only did finishes for it. But there's somebody else who did like a lot more of the layouts and everything else. So there was like multiple people working on the graphic novel to get it out in time for the theatrical release of the film. But I digress. Billy, this is the end of my notes for this 5 minutes. Do you have any more notes or anything you want to say before we move on to the next recording?
No, I know.
All right. Where can people find you if they want to hire you for awesome special effects makeup work?
They can find me on Facebook, Billy, B-I-L-L-Y, period, Coyne, C-O-Y-N-E. To find me on Instagram, where I'm known as Mad Dr. C, all cool. Lowercase, M-A-D-D-R-C.
And you can find me over on Vlada Dracula Tales Facebook, that the Radio Horror Facebook page, or the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast page, over on the Twitters as well, or send me an email, thatradiohorror@gmail.com, if you wish to. I will be back with another guest for minutes 35 to 40 of From Dusk Till Dawn, and Billy will return later on in other minutes of this podcast covering From Dusk Till Dawn here on the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe, iTunes, review, Google, 5 stars, the whole 9 yards, you know the drill, all the different platforms that you happen to list us on. I really do appreciate it. It's a dark night.